Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Barry Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darnell Coles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sid Bream. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Belliard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Drabek. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doug Drabek. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Lind batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dykstra hits a line drive into right field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bream hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonilla moves to second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lavalier hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Belliard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Bonilla trying to get to home. McReynolds throws the ball into Carter who tags Bonilla, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bream moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bonilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Drabek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drabek hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards second. Backman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Elster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling bunts towards the mound. Drabek fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. 2 outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into right field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Slyke strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla strikes out. 2 outs. Darnell Coles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman strikes out. 1 out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonds. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Magadan moves to third. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bonilla fields it and throws to home to get Magadan. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Belliard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bream is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bream hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lavalier hits a line drive into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Belliard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Drabek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Drabek is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Lavalier and he is out, Lind applying the tag. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Drabek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elster for the out. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Darling is 0-for-0 in the game. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bonilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonds for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Van Slyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Lind for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykstra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman bunts towards the mound. Drabek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykstra moves to second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykstra moves to third. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Backman moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bream is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bream hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 0 for 2 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into right field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Darling is 0 for 1 in the game. Darling hits a fly ball into right field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a fly ball into left field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lavalier hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gonzalez pinch hits for Rafael Belliard. Denny Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. R.J. Reynolds pinch hits for Doug Drabek. R.J. Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Denny Gonzalez now playing shortstop. Dave Rucker now pitching. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Van Slyke. Backman reaches second base with a double. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Magadan hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Backman scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Magadan scores. It's 6-0, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonds. Carter reaches second base with a double. McReynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 8-0, Mets. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Elster is 0-for-3 in the game. Elster hits a pop-up towards first. Bream settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0-for-2 in the game. Darling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coles, who is chasing the ball. Darling reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Mets. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dykstra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a fly ball into right field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Van Slyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Van Slyke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to second. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-3 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.